with us on a Tuesday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, wow, we're going to make this thing. The lockbox, it's filling up. We're very close now.
We are getting closer, but it's Tuesday, and we only have until next Monday for 6 a.m. So it's going to be very close. We have to make, I think, around $75,000 to make it. Well, on paper, if you think that we're making $100,000 a day during the regular fund drives, it should be okay. But, you know, in the end, we are a community. Everybody who's listening now just has to remember that there's never a point at which this is not a fragile experiment. You know, people will poo-poo it and say there's a lot of money. There isn't. There's no endowment to speak of. And in the end, each of us has to decide whether when we turn that radio on in the morning, it's what we want and what we depend on. I keep hearing from all of you how important this radio station is. And I know that if everybody just does a little, we'll make this a lockbox challenge and get that extra $25,000. Think about that, $25,000 for Mr. Big.
WAMC.org. Alan, the European elections, and they've gone in either direction, to the left and the right.
Scary. Some of these people are Holocaust deniers who won in some of these countries. Madame Pen in France. These are people who really are outside the realm of traditional politics. And I think that's what this is all about. People are saying, eh, give me somebody who will promise me that they'll make major changes. There's obviously an anti-immigration twist to all of this, and we keep seeing that in various countries who vote for the European Parliament. So it is a warning shot that you better come up with some things that meet the needs of the people who are going to be doing the voting, not in the European election, because that is generally regarded as not totally relevant to the individual elections in various countries, but it's still very scary when you get people who say things like Hitler didn't know about the Holocaust and getting elected. That's off the wall.
The president, Alan, is expected to announce a new regulation aimed at cutting carbon pollution, the toughest yet for the U.S. and world governments, as the headline says in the New York Times, await his move.
Well, look, we all know that the United States is one, if not, depending on how you count, the greatest polluter in the world. So there are two things that need to be happening here. One is, in cooperation with everybody else, limits have to be set. The second part of all of this is that the United States has to, by example, show that we're willing to step forward and do something on our own. When we refused to sign treaties like the Kyoto Treaty and others, we blew it, because obviously this is going to take a lot of sacrifice. But sacrifice is what's needed if we're to preserve the world and ultimately humanity.